One of the things that we want to do is obviously to use the Restore America plan in every way we can to move forward. There's something new that was announced tonight on the Restore America plan, and I'm going to announce something else that I'm starting. One thing that was announced tonight that I can make public is that if there are people that want to find out about the Restore America plan, if, you know, there's, you know, maybe people have got friends that are thinking, well, you know, I've heard about that Restore America plan, but I don't know anything about it. Starting tomorrow, and if you've got something to write on, I'm going to give you some information here. Starting tomorrow on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday nights. There is going to be a call. It's going to be approximately 20 minutes in length. This isn't going to be any big drawn-out affair. It isn't going to be question and answer. It's going to be strictly to give some information out for, and this is primarily for new people that really don't know anything at all about the Restore America plan. The number for that call is going to be 712-432-0075. The PIN for that number is going to be 793-323-pound. Again, the PIN is going to be, and it will be the same every night, 793-323. There's going to be two calls on each one of these nights, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday nights, and we plan to add more nights to that in the very near future. But we're going to start out with three nights. There's going to be two calls a night. One of them is going to be, the first one is going to be at 7 p.m. Central Time to accommodate the people in the Central and Eastern time zones. The second call is going to be 2 hours later at 9 p.m. Central Time to accommodate the people in the Pacific and Mountain time zones. We're trying to be sensitive to the schedules of people, not waste a bunch of time, yet give people some information. These calls will be done, like I said, to begin with, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday nights. They'll be about 20 minutes in length. This will be a place where if you know somebody that's, you know, Restore America, what the heck's that? Here, call this number, put this PIN in, at 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock on these nights, Central Time, and listen in. What it's going to be is two people that will be on that call, and I will tell you I'm going to be participating in some of those calls, to just give information regarding the Restore America plan to people and give them information, direction on where they can go and get more. This isn't really for the people that are knowledgeable, that know something about it, know, you know, kind of what the story is behind Restore America plan. This is for new people. It's a resource. Now, there's something else that I'm going to do right now regarding the Restore America plan. I'm issuing a challenge. And I want this to be heard by every ear that can hear it all over the world. And this is me. This is Just Dave in Dallas, Texas. I'm issuing a challenge to every single person in this country. And every single person that hears my voice, and every single person that thinks this country is worth saving. I challenge you to go to the American Dream Preservation .com website. And if you don't do another thing, just register as a supporter of the Restore America plan. The whole purpose in this, and keep in mind, this isn't somebody else. I'm putting this challenge out. Me, Just Dave, just a very ordinary person in Dallas, Texas. We have a country to save. And one way that we can show how bad we want to save it is to start putting people on the registration on that website. Yes, I want to save America. I want to restore America. It doesn't mean you got to serve on a grand jury. It doesn't mean you got to spend any money. It doesn't mean you got to spend any time, but about 5 minutes. Just to say, I support this because I do want to restore America. And I challenge every single person that hears this to tell 30 other people to go there every month. All you're asking them for is 5 minutes of their time. Doesn't cost you a penny. And the reason for this is very simple. We want the military to back us in what we're doing. Because what we're doing is right. It's lawful. And, you know, if we want them to back us, don't you think we need to step up to the plate in big numbers? And I don't mean a few hundred thousand. We need to show them, we need to demonstrate to these people that we're dead serious about saving this country. And give them a darn good reason to be real strong behind us. It's time for us, the people, to step up to the plate. And this is a way that you can do it, because the numbers can be monitored at that website. They can be made known to people. There is no excuse for the people in this country not to step up and donate 5 minutes of their time. I don't know about you. I want to restore America. And I hope every single person out there that hasn't been there and signed up goes there. If nothing else, like I said, just as a supporter. But I challenge every single one of you to take this out and make this happen. Because believe me, if we don't, you are not going to like the alternative. And I'm not going to like the alternative to it. The bottom line is we don't have a choice. Please, I'm asking and I'm challenging every single one to make this happen. Spread this far and wide. This comes from me. It's time to step up. I hope everybody will do that. I don't think 5 minutes is too much to ask for every person in this country. The thing about this is there's a lot of people that have been sitting waiting and waiting and waiting. You know, let me tell anybody that might have a little worry, you know, oh, well, gee, you know, what's going to happen if I sign on as a supporter of this? Are they going to come and get me? Am I going to get stuck in a FEMA camp? Folks, I'll tell you what. I signed the declaration, and that was served way back in March, and I'm still here. Believe it or not, I'm not talking to you from the Gray Bar Hotel. They don't let you do that. You don't have a risk. Your risk is doing nothing. Like I said, I'm putting this challenge out, and I hope everybody takes it to heart. And I hope you go out and you start talking to people and telling them it's important that we do this. This is our place, our time, our opportunity to show our military that we really want this and show them that there is a darn good reason for them to stand up for us. After all, we're asking them to do it. Why can't we do our part? So I'm not going to harp on this. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to keep talking about it. We'll get this information out. I'm designing some flyers. I've got somebody that's working on designing Restore America Plan T-shirts. It is summer. It would have been good for us to do this a little sooner. And I'm kicking myself for not doing it. But I'm doing it now. And I hope a whole lot of people will come with me. Now that that's said, we've got the calls for the new people. You've got a challenge. Let's see if everybody out there can meet that challenge. I'm doing my part. Scott, did you have anything else specific?
Specific news? Yeah, I got some more, definitely. The big thing I wanted to talk to you about was the $10,000 trillion lien by the Charlie Miller crew.
Mm-hmm.
That is not, well, they're sort of not connected with Restore America Plan, even though that they seem to be quoting that in the PanamaLaw.org site, I think it is.
There was an email that went out from Regan, who is one of the elders, suggesting that that information be spread far and wide. Absolutely. People need to know, the world needs to know, that the people are taking action, whether it's Restore America Plan or not.
Sorry to bring this up, Dave, but we've got guest 36 has got some questions, which I see over and over again, and that is, there is enough out there for people looking to get involved with RAP.
I'm seeing it here.
Yeah, just basically in saying, you know, we've already signed up. What are we going to do? Why would I invite other people in if we haven't been contacted yet? Why?
Okay. Why would you have somebody if you haven't been contacted yet? That is an issue. And that issue is being addressed, I will tell you that. And I'm one of the people that's been rather vociferous about that occurring, because there have been some people that have not been fulfilling their responsibilities. That is being addressed.
Yeah.
And I don't blame people for being upset when you take the time to go and sign up at that website and not be contacted. Quite frankly, that's unacceptable.
I mean, there was the Sam Kennedy site. What was that?
Well,
was not doing anything.
In the beginning, just so that everybody has a true idea of exactly what occurred, in the beginning, when this was announced, the end of January, there were several email addresses given out, and these were .gmail. Those were all controlled by Sam Kennedy. And access to those emails was never given to anybody else. It was never given to any of the other elders or anybody else. There were a number of us that wanted that information, were willing to step up and respond to all those people to let them know that they had been heard. We never got that from Sam. That was one of the unfortunate situations with that. That's in the past. And right now, what we need to do is have people go to the AmericanDreamPreservation.com site. That's the one where we can really rally the numbers and keep track of those people that want to support. Now, keep in mind, if somebody says they just want to support it, you're making your wishes known. And support can be a number of different things. I realize that. Some people would just say, I'm willing to support it. That's fine. I'm done. Other people would say, I'm willing to support it. What can I do to help? Maybe take information, get it to other people, or do this or that or the other thing. Maybe some copying or whatever. Other people would say, yes, I want to get involved. I would like to be a grand juror. So there's different levels, so to speak, of participation. Levels is not a good word. There's different ways that people can participate. And I'm going to go back to the comments on there. I know there have been people that have signed on and they have not been responded to. Believe me, I'm very aware of that. I get emails about it all the time. I have been rather vociferous about doing something to get that problem resolved. That is being addressed. If people have a responsibility to contact people when these leads are done, they need to fill that responsibility. And in my opinion, if they don't fulfill the responsibility, then it should be given to someone else. And this is being worked on. So please bear with us. There like anything else, you're going to have a few glitches and things. A lot of the people are being responded to very well, but there's some that aren't. And unfortunately, that some of those seem to be in some of the same places. You know, all of us that are getting in, that are involved in the Restore America plan and are involved in jury stuff, do we have things to learn? Absolutely. And that educational process is going on, and we have to learn and understand what we're doing. Otherwise, you know, we can be out there stumbling around and don't have a clue.
Why isn't FEMA down in New Orleans? I mean, down, you know, south. Why? What are they doing in there? They said they can't do anything there, don't have any money.
I wonder why they don't have any money. Isn't it conspicuous that, you know, we all, we've heard about, every time something happened in the last number of years, it's FEMA. You always had FEMA in the news. Isn't that kind of conspicuous that we're just not hearing anything about FEMA with all this stuff going on?
But I hadn't realized it until yesterday when I it's just a little snippet.
I heard that on Mike Huckabee the other night. He had, I believe it was Mike Huckabee, and he had him on, and he asked him why wasn't they down there doing some things, and he said FEMA didn't have the money.
Yeah, because they never left Bush alone about FEMA.
Yep, that's
FEMA,
true.
FEMA.
Well, gee, is that another indication of Restore America having put a bit of a financial bite in somebody's pocketbook?
Yeah, I was encouraged when I read that, but I'm encouraged about the chemtrails. I don't know about the other parts of the country, but we have not had any in 2 weeks now.
Do you know that I have been noticing the same thing? There are no chemtrails.
We go to Shreveport and Ellick, and we never went that the skies were not covered.
You got benzene in its place.
Well, yeah. Now, something you got to stop and remember. Doesn't it cost money to do that too?
Yeah, that's what
I thought.
You
think maybe there's a lack of funding?
Oh, I was hoping Ralph had done that.
Well, that's what I'm talking
about.
If there is no more money left for chemtrails, you know, you don't fly the planes, buy the materials, and pay for the fuel with air.
Yeah.
And if the funds are no longer there, if you run out of money for something, doesn't whatever you're doing come to a screeching halt if it takes money to run it?
Yeah.
Well, why are chemtrails going to be any different?
I don't know, but I write down every little encouragement I can find so I can go and reread it.
But see, this comes back to what I said earlier, the basis of how Restore America plan is supposed to work. Mm-hmm. It isn't that the dump truck backs up and dumps the whole load in your yard at one time. It's, you know, you get a wheelbarrow here and a shovel full there and part of a pickup load here and another wheelbarrow over there, but the end result over a period of time is you end up getting all the stuff you need. You just don't get it all in one big shot. And that's the way the whole thing is designed, because that's the only way it can be done to keep from collapsing the economy and having civil unrest. So as we look for these kind of things, just like you were talking about, the difference in the chemtrails, the fact that, wow, we just don't hear about FEMA, and then somebody asks about it. Well, they don't have any money. You know, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to start thinking about, you know, there might be some connections here, and the common denominator is, maybe there's a lack of funds. Why would there be a lack of funds? Has anything happened that could have stopped funding?
Arresting their bonds. And so many people expected a physical arrest. You know, you got all these people getting aggravated because they want to see physical arrests of Obama and all these bad guys down there. But I don't expect to see that. I expect to see exactly what you said now, Dave. Once I realized that was their Achilles heel, arresting their bonds, that's what...
Well, their whole game has been about money.
Yep.
So if you choke off the money, don't you start choking off the beast?
Well, they just said 46 states are about to file bankruptcy.
Right. See, this is there are signs out here. It's just that, you know, we're not getting everything right in one shot, which, you know, a lot of people want.
It's like slowly letting the air out of a balloon.
Well, this is by design that this stuff has to happen this way.
I've worked out, I've got the calculation of the goal. It's it is 33 meters high on a football field, and that works out to be something like 397, when you divide it 300 by 350 million Americans, it's $397,000 each.
Wow.
That's only part of it. I'm a little careful what I take in.
Dave, let me ask you a question. I didn't know, because I heard this, and it was just in the grapevine, but somebody had told me that Oregon came out and said, oh, well, you know, we thought we were in financial trouble, but we're bringing out our comprehensive annual financial report, and we've got all the money we need.
That's exactly correct. Yeah. They did do that.
Yeah, Tim said they got something like so many trillions in the CAFAs, and that would work out to be worth. Alex Jones also did that.
Oh, yeah, there's tremendous amounts of money. what you were talking about up there in Oregon, yeah, they were talking, they had I guess, $200 or $300 million budget deficit, wondering what they're going to do, and the Republicans popped up and said, hey, they exposed the CAFR funds and brought it up, and they determined they had something like $3.8 billion in their CAFR funds, and a chunk of that, not all of it, but a chunk of it was, I can't remember the exact term, something similar to unrestricted or something like that, but it was free to be used so that they didn't have to go and raise taxes or anything else. They did have the money. But what's so fascinating is that the CAFR funds are being mentioned publicly now. And, you know, you never heard that in the last 30 years, did you?
No, sure didn't.
Didn't even know what they were.
Exactly.
Tim Turner said $83 trillion in CAFRs in America on Valerie Kirkgaard's show. I don't know what, I think it was late December. It was 1202.09.mp3 after the name Kirkgaard.
Yeah.
On
the yeah.
MP3 file name.
Yeah,
it,
that could very well be. There's a lot of money out there. There's tremendous amount of money. But the part that's interesting is we never, ever heard the words mentioned before. Now, all of a sudden, it's being mentioned. And Tim Turner has brought that terminology out to a lot of people that have followed his work with the enforcement process because that's used in the negative averments. And he talked about it at the seminar. So he has helped create a lot of awareness of what the CAFR funds are. First of all, that they're even there. Second of all, what they are. And then, of course, Walter Burian, with all the work that he's done with the CAFR One site. And if there's anybody new on here, if you don't understand what we're talking about, just do a Google on CAFR, C-A-F-R. And right up at the top on a Google search, you're going to find CAFR One, which is Walter Burian's site, spelled B-U-R-I-E-N. You can go and do some reading there and read about all of this hidden money that belongs to the people that's out there.
Now,
and
we owe a huge debt to Walter Burian. He is a modern-day American hero.
Man, fascinating stuff.
And I actually was giving serious thought here one of these weeks to contacting him and seeing if he would be interested in coming on the call here and talking to us and answering some questions and helping educate people a little more on the CAFR funds. So that's one more thing that, you know, valuable information to help wake people up.
I said, can I ask one more question?
Yeah, we don't even charge.
Okay. Have you heard anything about Al Gore testifying for a grand jury?
Well, the only thing I've heard about Al Gore is his wife finally got smart and is going to get rid of him.
Well,
and the fact that I guess he had a little problem with a masseuse here recently, and the word was he tried to get a little frisky, and There's been some controversy over that. But
Well, I heard or saw it today that the divorce is just a screen for protection for his family because he's testifying before a grand jury.
About what?
He's telling a bunch of stuff about the Clinton Bush.
You got it from Tom Hennigan, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, be a little careful about the Tom Hennigan rumor stuff.
That's why I was asking.
Yeah, that's rumor mill stuff, and be real doggone careful what you take in there, because Tom Hennigan had a deal that came out, I think, a little over a week ago, and how everything was going to happen, this and that, and so on and so forth. And I think most of us that read that are aware that, I'm still waiting.
I hadn't read that. I didn't know anything about him. That's why I was asking.
My opinion is I don't think I would view that as something that when I read it be like, oh wow, man, look what's happening. I wouldn't take it to the bank and try and cash it.
I'd have problems with really believing it because she said I wouldn't trust him. I wouldn't trust him, and I said, well,
yeah.
I'd have a problem.
Okay, who else has got a comment here? We're winding down here. What is it? It's 10 minutes after midnight. I think I'm going to go a little bit longer here, and then I think I'm going to wrap it up tonight, and I got to get some sleep because I got plenty to do tomorrow because I didn't get much done today living on the phone.
Well, I'll just ask my final question like every week, and then I won't talk anymore. Are we still looking at the 4th of July?
I have no reason to believe that anything has changed. No reason whatsoever to believe that anything has changed from what I knew and was anticipating. I am anticipating happening. No different now than it was 5 days ago, 7 days ago, 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago.
We don't have a choice, really.
See, you hit the nail right on the head.
We don't have a choice.
That's right. That's why I'll be here until it's done. Or I'm dead, one of the two. It's going to be either or. No, there is no time limit for me. I mean, sure. Like I said, I want it 5 minutes ago. But I don't always get what I want. I'm going to be here supporting it and working on it for as long as it takes. It doesn't matter. Because I'm that committed to it.
And I'm 100% with you, Dave, and I'm not looking for a time limit for it all to be set, but, you know, one thing happening, one small thing. You know.
Well, you know, we've talked about some things happening, though, tonight, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
See? There are things, we want to see, I mean, all of us really, really, really are hungry to see a big thing.
Something that might actually affect us in the...
Well, FEMA is big.
Present.
Yeah. You, when you stop and think about it, how many times in the last 10 years, last 9 years...
Well, no, and all I'm referring to is there was just so much talk about something coming around the 4th and just excited about that. That's all. Hey, I'm in for the long haul with all of y'all. We have no choice, and it's just too big, too much, too wonderful to give up on it.
But that doesn't mean that we aren't really hoping something is going to be happening between now and the 4th.
Yeah, that's all.
Of course, absolutely. You know, nobody wants it more than me, but I'm sure there's an awful lot of people that want it just as much as I do. And we'll find out.